We continue on, after this 3-1 loss here in Game 7, season done for the Maple Leafs. It is Guy and Maple. Go ahead, Guy.
You guys are 100% bang on. Pathetic, gutless, by far the biggest dog's breakfast of a Game 7 that I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, that was the most boring, uninspiring, zero effort by 95% of the players. Outside of Spezza, outside of Brody, nobody else showed up. These guys are losers. And, you know, the problem is, you know, I'd like to know the stats on their last 100 power plays. How many goals did they score and how many did they give up? How do you not fix a power play over 3 months with those types of players on your team? If they're that talented, either your coaches are doing something wrong or your players are doing something wrong. And you know what? Yeah, you know what? They don't need to blow it up, but they need to make a significant move. I'm done. I love Marner, but I'm done with paying this guy $11 million to have an incredible regular season. And then after game one or game two of every playoff, he disappears. And that's what he did again. He was horrible out there. And I just, it's the same thing. Like, Gord, I've been listening to you for years, man. And every single year, it's like, oh, it's the same garbage. Next year. I'm sick and tired of this next year business. Keith is a horrible coach. I'm sorry. Keith is garbage. Like, he is unprepared. He just lost to Ducharme, an interim coach who's only in Montreal because he speaks French. He was out-coached by this guy. Are you kidding me?
Next up, Kirk and Cape Breton. Thanks so much for waiting. Go ahead.
Listen, we're sick and tired of this core blowing it all the time. Mitch Marner is like a kid. He's scared to get hit out there. He's got no heart, and this is the worst loss by far in the playoff. I'm 63 years old, and it's by far the worst loss in our history. And it's just sickening the way they play. They play good all year, and then the playoffs, they got no heart. That's all I can say. I don't know what to say. We're just sick down here of. And now we got to listen to the Montreal fans down here.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's just sickening. This team here, this core is just can't do it, and they got to make a major trade. I don't think anybody take Mitch Marner for the money he's making. He's great in regular season, playoffs. He does nothing. He's scared to death.
Let's go to Alliston for Ian. Good morning, Ian.
Morning, gentlemen. You know, I could come on and make some flippant comments about how maybe AM34 should be MIA34 or just, you know, we still got Babcock on the payroll. Maybe we could bring him back, you know, but that's just low-hanging fruit. Let's talk about what's going on here because I don't know. I've run out of a logical explanation for what is wrong with this franchise, so I'm turning to the illogical, and I'm not really superstitious, but I'm telling you, we're cursed. This franchise is cursed. I was born in 74, and we've been, you know, bunk calls on the ice, go back to 93 with Gretzky on Gilmore. Like, it's just, I could go on for 20 minutes of all the things that happened. You know, like, I don't understand it. There's a pall over this organization. Good hockey people with sound hockey minds come here, and they lose their ability to make good decisions. I mean, it's just, I don't get it, man. Like, there's something going on with this franchise, and we don't need an analytics wizard. We just need a plain old wizard to sort this out, I think, because I'm at a loss. I don't know what else to do, man. I keep coming back, and I just keep getting the same result. Like, I'm starting to feel like I'm insane for liking this team. I can't handle it anymore. It's crazy. And that's why I got a Jet sticker on the back of my truck, because I adopted the Jets about 5 years ago, because I love Paul Maurice. I love Mark Scheifele. Shovel Dayoff's a great GM. I mean, just, I don't know what to do, but I'm done with Dubas, and I'm pretty much done with Shanny. Like, clean him out. I don't know, you know, what are we going to do, man? I don't know.
We go to Ryan and Barry. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just want to say that it seems like a culture in Toronto at this point, a losing culture. I've been watching with my dad since I was about 5 years old. I'm 28 years old now. And ever since that Boston series, you know, 5-6 years ago, it's been a sense that this team doesn't have what it takes to take it all the way to a cup, let alone the first kind of series. I would not say to blow this up. You should not blow it up. You have some incredible players on this team. Mitch Marner, Austin Matthews, Morgan Riley, some incredible players. But the culture with these guys need to change. And I don't know if that starts with the staff, with the head coach, to bring someone in to change this culture for the better, to say to these guys, if you want it, you got to go out there and play for it. Because what they played, like, for the past, you know, three games this series is not what this team should be doing. They should be running over the Montreal Canadiens, as good as Carey Price is.